Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
This was an issue which was a big topic over the last course of the last year, and one which I took a very hard line as minister in terms of insisting that Irish waters are respected, and indeed the hard line I took on behalf of Ireland ensured that there was no deal with Iceland and that there was no new access to Irish waters. And indeed, over the last 3-4 years, my full objective has been to ensure that there's reduced access from countries outside, third countries, to Irish waters, and also to increase our quota. And indeed, we've had successful outcomes over the last 3 years, each year, in relation to reducing access to Irish waters and indeed to improving our quota as well. I want to ensure that's the same again this year. So that's why I met the industry, and I asked the industry as well now to meet and have further discussions among themselves so that they can have a clear view within the fishing representatives as to what approach we should take. Because certainly last year there was changes of mind by some of the fishery representative organisations over the course of the year in relation to the approach to the Icelandic negotiations. And that's not something I want to happen this year. I want a strong national approach, and I want us to be able to take a strong approach in Europe that respects our waters and ensures we minimise access to our waters in all ways and improve quota access and indeed have an aligned view with all across industry in relation to that.
Obviously, Minister, you felt that this meeting was necessary given that there was a couple of change of minds, as you mentioned there, last year at the same stage regarding the same issues. Do you think it's feasible that there will be a lot more cooperation this year following this meeting?
Yeah, I think it was a good, productive meeting. Now, I always work and keep and consult very, very closely and often at short notice if there's any new engagement with the EU, with the industry, to make sure they're fully briefed and fishing representatives, to make sure they're fully briefed and fully consulted. And I did that last year at the outset of the negotiations as well, and got a very clear view from industry in relation to how we should approach the negotiations, and indeed I took a strong line in the back of that. Over the course of the year then, a minority of the fishing representatives would have changed their mind, which obviously is their right to do, but obviously it doesn't strengthen our position in terms of getting a good deal where that happens. Thankfully, I held a really strong line last year, and there was no deal with Iceland as a result of the really strong line I took. But I want to make sure now that as we go into this year that we set a course which everybody can be agreed on at the start, and then that we hold to it, and that ultimately, once again, we can get a really strong outcome that respects Irish fishing waters and maximises our fishing quota.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.